Hey folks, Aaron here. One of my jobs as an executive producer for iHeart is that I get to help shepherd and build new podcasts that deserve to see the light of day. Last year, that opportunity allowed me to bring you this show, as well as the first season of Unobscured. But I'm not slowing down. Yesterday saw the release of a brand new podcast called Noble Blood, and I think you're going to love it. It's a narrative exploration of history's most fascinating monarchs and nobles, both the infamous and the overlooked. Each episode of Noble Blood focuses on a single subject and a story from their life, ranging from the final days of Marie Antoinette to the Cockney butcher who convinced the world he was a long-lost baronet. It's written and hosted by author Dana Schwartz and produced in a style that will be very familiar to fans of my other shows. These stories aren't for the faint of heart, but if you're up for it, I want to share a clip from the first episode with you right here, right now. So sit back, make yourself comfortable, and enjoy this taste of Noble Blood. And when you're done, be sure to subscribe to Noble Blood on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And now, on with the show.
Marie Antoinette watched the guards play their card games. She requested a needle and thread for embroidery, but she was denied until she pulled the frayed edges of the cell's wallpaper and wove with that. She read adventure novels over and over again, like The Travels of Captain Cook, lent to her by one of her sympathetic jailers. The queen still had allies, technically. There was her family in Austria, but her mother, Maria Therese, was long dead, and her brother, the next emperor, was also dead. Now on the throne was his son, her nephew, a boy who had never met his aunt, the doomed queen so far away. Marie Antoinette had not seen her home country since she was sent away to become a princess of France when she was 13 years old. But there were still loyalists in France, those who tried to imagine ways the queen could escape to freedom. A former military officer, Alexandre de Rouville, visited the queen in her cell and dropped a single red carnation at her feet. Inside the tightly packed petals, there was a tiny note curled inside. The note had a plan for escape. The guards could be bribed, and the queen could be spirited away in a carriage to the home of an ally and then on to Germany. All the queen needed to do was to use a needle to prick her answer in one of the petals of the flower. But before the plan had even begun, it was foiled. A guard, knowing that the queen escaping would cost him his own head, gave the game up. The queen was escorted to a deeper, more secure dungeon. The kind Madame Richard and her husband were thrown in prison for their laity, replaced by another couple, grim and brutal. None of the small indulgences the queen had enjoyed were to remain. If one had bothered to look at the carnation after all that, they would have seen the queen's answer, her response to some self-proclaimed hero's escape attempt that had ended up costing her her final bits of freedom. In tiny letters with a pin, the queen had punctured the letters of the word negative.
Noble Blood is a co-production of iHeartRadio and Aaron Mankey. The show is written and hosted by Dana Schwartz and produced by Aaron Mankey, Matt Frederick, Alex Williams, and Trevor Young. Noble Blood is on social media at Noble Blood Tales, and you can learn more about the show over at NobleBloodTales.com. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.